This is a basic mindful eating meditation based on the work of Dr. Jan Chosen-Bays, wrote a book on mindful eating. And in this exercise, we're going to bring our full awareness to eating a very small amount of food. And we're going to investigate it in terms of our hunger. So begin by sitting quietly with the food in front of you and assessing your baseline hunger. How hungry are you now? How would you rate that on a scale of 0 to 10? How would you know? Where do you look inside your body to tell you how hungry you are? 0 is I'm not really interested in food at all, and 10 is, oh, I'm famished. So now we're going to use our imagination. We're going to imagine that the food in front of us we've never seen before. We have no idea what it is. And we're going to investigate it with our original sensory equipment, our five senses, plus our thoughts and emotion. So first of all, we're looking at this food. So we'll investigate with our eyes the color, the shape, the surface texture. If it's the type of food that you can pick up with your fingers, go ahead and do that, feeling its texture, looking at it. What does the mind say it could be? And then rate your eye hunger for this item on a scale of 0 to 10. 0 is no hunger at all. My eyes are saying not to eat this. 10 is, I'll eat it right now. Do you have a number? And next you're going to investigate with your nose. Smell it. Bring it close if it's on the plate, and then move it away, refresh the nose, breathe in some fresh air, and then smell again. This has changed your idea whether you might want to eat it. And now rate your nose hunger in a scale of 0 to 10. 0 is it doesn't smell very good. 10 is it smells wonderful. Find a number. No right or wrong. And next we're going to investigate with our mouth. We're going to explore mouth hunger. Placing the food in your mouth, but not biting it first. Just bringing your full awareness to the sensation of the mouth, perhaps rolling it around, noticing what the tongue does. And then biting once. Rolling around the mouth, exploring again. And on a scale of 0 to 10, where do you rate your mouth hunger? In other words, how much does the mouth want to experience more of this? Next, we're going to investigate stomach hunger. Go ahead, you're chewing the food really slowly, noticing the changes of texture and taste. You've swallowed. Now, what's the stomach saying? What information are you receiving? Is the stomach full or not? Satisfied or not? On a scale of 0 to 10, how do you rate stomach hunger? How much does the stomach want more of this food? Next, we're going to investigate cellular hunger, the body hunger. Just as soon as you put that food into your mouth, the body began to absorb nourishment. And now in the stomach, there's more absorption occurring. Are there any sensations in the body that tell you that the food is being absorbed? Or how this food is being received by the cells in your body? Becoming curious and seeing if you can rate this on a scale of 0 to 10. 0, I don't notice anything. 10, I really notice some response to the body. And now we're going to investigate mind hunger. What does the mind have to say about this food. And often the mind is speaking in shoulds or should nots. So what thoughts are here about this food? How much would the mind like to have more of this food? Assigning a number 0 to 10. And then last, we'll investigate what we're calling, or Jan Chosen Biggs calls, heart hunger. Does the heart have anything to say about this food? Emotionally, memories, feelings. Is it soothing? Is it comforting? On a scale of 0 to 10, would the heart like you to have more of this food? Heart hunger. So at first, as we begin to practice this, this exercise might be difficult and certainly parts might be very strange. But the more you investigate this food, the more aware you become of all the different hungers that are working and coming together to influence your eating. Try this out with different kinds of foods and drinks. Just being curious. Have fun. Thank you for listening.